Oh, it happened kind of fast, man. It's kind of blurry, so y'all could probably talk about it better than me.
Well, before that, Coach O'Brien says that you told him, give me the ball, I want it on that
one. I did. It was a critical moment in the game. I felt like there's not a lot of – I don't think that any offense can drive 99 yards on our defense, and I didn't feel like we have much to lose. We're up four. It's just one of those pivotal points, and so I was screaming at him, like, give me the ball.
What did it mean?
It meant a lot, Mark.
Can you elaborate?
How are you supposed to elaborate, Friday?
It was something good. I mean, it was a big play. It was a great moment. And you wanted the ball. And they could have called another play. They could have thrown the ball to JJ. They could have done a lot of things. They didn't agree.
Exactly. Perfect. I just quote him. That's perfect. Yeah, he's good, man. He was counting sheep earlier, but he all right, man. Hopefully he'll be able to, you know. I told him to start studying for that concussion test. Hopefully he'll be all right, man. Yeah, that was scary, man. And, you know, the refs trying to back up. I'm like, nah, that's my guy, man. So, but it's always scary, man. You saw the love and what he means to this team, and everybody crowded around, and coaches out there, everybody's worried about him. So, you know, I talked to him. So he said he'll be all right. So, you know, take his word for it. I know, man. You got to get out the way. It's wet out there. It's slippery. I told him, what are you doing, man? He said, I'm good, cuz.
Bill said that a lot of folks are jealous of you, why you make the game look so easy at times.
He said people are jealous?
Your head coach.
My coach is jealous?
No, he's not. Folks.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just it's a tribute to, you know what I mean, the team doing well and the amount of work you put into the game. You know, it's not easy, obviously, but you know, the work you put into this game will always show. That's what I respect about this league.
Arian, you passed 1,000 yards again, and then today you passed Priest Holmes for the most 100-yard games by an undrafted player. What's that mean to you? And I know what Priest means to you, just to be in that.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Priest was one of my mentors when I first got into the league. You know, we talk a lot. And to be even mentioned in the same sense as him is obviously a big compliment. And, you know, to break one of his records is awesome. Yeah, man, it's a good feeling. But it's like I always say, man, you can't do this, especially at running back. This is like the ultimate team sport. It's an 11-man game, and that is very prevalent when you're playing running back. So it's from years of my teammates playing well with me.
Arian, what does it mean to you? Along those lines, you give the opposition props all the time. We're talking to Chris today about your run. He goes, well, special having two free back there. Coming from the old line for you, what does that mean?
You're trying to dig into my feelings, ain't you, Mark? Like, what does that mean to you? Nah, I mean, you bleed with these guys, you sweat with these guys, and if you have their respect, like, that's all that matters. Like, y'all gonna write what you write, the fans are gonna say what they say, but if you have the respect of the people that are actually putting in the work day in and day out, like, that's what matters. You know, the respect of people who play the game and who have played the game, like, that's all that matters to me. Yeah, that team is not a 2-9 team. We knew that coming in. Like, they were way better than their record. They just had a lot of bad breaks. We had a season like that last year. But that's not a 2-9 team. That defense is one of the better defenses in the NFL. But we knew that coming in. So I'm extremely proud of the guys coming together, and especially how big it is, you know, knowing who we have next week and you know, what kind of road we have ahead of us. You know, we have an opportunity. You know, we need some things to go our way, but, you know, What we can control, we took a step in the right direction.
Arian, you mentioned the road ahead, and Sunday's game is huge now. Two back, and then they have here. How tough is it to win there? And I mean, do you guys have to have the mentality that that's a must win in the good sense of that?
Oh, it is a must win. It's not a mentality. It's the rest of the games are must wins. There's no more room for error. We understand that, but right now, next up is Indy, and you know they're playing well. They have one of the better offenses in the NFL, a very good defense, stout. So we got a tough task, and we've never won there before. You know, that's That's one of my goals before I leave this place is to win in Indy, man. Time to strap it up.